Adam Eshbaugh, Wayne Holt of 919 Beer, hanging out with me today while Gillio is on vacation. Victoria producing today while Rand is exhausted after pinch hitting yesterday in my absence. Shout out to Dennis Cox for doing extra work yesterday as well after the Adam Gold show. I tweeted about it. You maybe might not have seen it. I wasn't on yesterday's show because I was in a car accident yesterday. I'm fine. My Honda Fit, not so fine.
Unfit.
The Fit is no longer go.
And they don't make those anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm very bummed out about this, by the way. So I might
have to
go.
That's your second one or third one?
It's my second one.
You had a Fit before this one?
I had traded in to get the upgraded model year because they had done some upgrades on it. So I went ahead and I did that. Not the point. My 17 Fit is no longer go. At least as of now. But we'll see. Fingers crossed it might be able to get salvaged. But yeah, I was in a car accident yesterday. I'm fine. Some airbag burns. All this is to say, wear your seatbelt. All right? Just wear your seatbelt. I know it's like a simple, obvious thing, but we take it for granted for sometimes. But wear it, because things could be a hell of a lot worse. If you've been listening to this program for a while, you'll know last October, the Gillio family dealt with this with their two boys in the backseat. They were wearing their seatbelts, and they survived. I mean, that really is as simple as that. So there is my PSA for the start of the show. Just wear your seatbelts. It'll save you.
Is that all we get? You're not going to tell us what happened?
For now, I got to wait for the insurance to go through first. Then I'll tell you what happened.
Still illegal.
You've got to wait for the official statements to be taken by the claims adjuster.
Shout out to, and I feel terrible because in the adrenaline of it all and trying to figure out what was going on and get my bearings and everything else, there was a plainclothes officer who had come out to help first and get the Fit off the road. And he deadpan says, and again, I didn't tell him who I was. I didn't know who he was. He just goes, "I don't think you're making the show today." I'm like, I see you.
That's right.
I see you. And yeah.
And Joe's like, "Look, I'm just happy to be recognized, you know?"
It's true. This is a good point. And for the show and not the beer podcast.
Well.
So Adam Eshbaugh and Wayne Holt, if you're not familiar, I do the 919 Beer podcast with them. A little bit of context here. We've been doing the beer podcast now for what, like 8 years?
8 years.
Has it really been that long?
Eight of the best years of your life.
How have I done this thing for 8 years? How have I not quit doing that thing? It's the beer. It's the free beer that comes along with it. You guys have been after me to actually co-host the show for a long time. It's true.
It's been mentioned.
It's been brought up. No, I wouldn't say we've been after
no,
you.
No, Adam, you don't do anything subtly. Okay. Quick context on the beer podcast. If we have a guest and they don't bring the beer that Adam likes or wants, he likes to point out, "So you didn't bring such and such," in a way that's not cute. It's more like, "I'm really upset you didn't bring this beer." So you guys have been after me to co-host the show, and you caught me in a moment of weakness last week when we were in...
You offered it.
When we were in Greensboro. No. I offered it out of a moment of weakness because I was like, "Damn, I don't have anybody for Thursday."
It was kind of like a, well...
The guys are already going to be in the studio.
You guys want to do it?
It's like, well, you guys are already here for the beer podcast recording. We talked to Trophy today. Big, big fun conversation with Chris and Woody and Les from Trophy today. You guys just want to stick around and do the show? And you're like, yes! And you're even dressed up. You dressed up for the show.
I almost brought multiple shirts. I did not. I am not
dressed up. I always wear a Yankees jersey everywhere I go baseball season.
No, you don't. It's the first time I've seen you in a Yankees jersey.
He
what are you talking about?
He left the office today. We ride in together. Uh-huh. Left the office. He's like, "I'll be back in a few minutes. I got stuff to do." Uh-huh. Went home and got dressed to come in.
It's game day.
Hey, man, this is audition time.
I've never seen you wear a Yankees cap, let alone a Yankees jersey.
Where is your hat? You're
and
not
you
wearing
actually,
a hat.
Oh,
he's got
hat
headphones on.
Yeah, that's right. Which we'll get to in a second. My amateur hour, I forgot to tell you guys to bring headphones, but we'll get
like
to that.
Like we'd have headphones.
You guys aren't like my other friends where you just carry headphones around all the time?
No.
Oh, okay. It's a radio person thing, right, Victoria? Victoria, as a radio person, you have headphones on you
all
at all times.
Joe, we are podcasters. We're not radio people.
Excuse me. Sorry. And then, yeah, Adam, you're wearing a Bulls jersey because you're like a company man.
Company man.
Company
good
man.
For, good
also,
for you.
Shout out to a friend of the show, Mike Maniscalco, who gave me this jersey.
Is his name on the back?
He's name dropping
not,
already.
Already dropping. I'm going to see Mike Maniscalco later today.
Who's name dropping now?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
No, I used to run a brewery, and I did a wiffle ball home run derby every year, and I would pitch, and I asked him because his wife was working for the Bulls back then.
Yes.
Asked him, I was like, do you have any access to any, like, old Bulls stuff?
Yeah.
He's like, I got a jersey. I'll just give it to you.
Yeah, so, I think it actually, it's a perk working at Capital Broadcast and we get a lot of Bulls stuff. Speaking of baseball, and yet, Wayne, you're wearing all the Yankees stuff. Are you okay today after they got swept by the Mets in interleague play? Little Subway Series, two-game series?
I'm not happy about it, but I'm okay.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. New York's New York. I mean,
does it even matter?
It does. It matters.
What do you mean, New York's New York?
But did you see?
So you root for the Mets if they're not playing the Yankees?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. But really? Did you see the I guess it was in the first game, which would have been Tuesday night. The fan that was wearing the Mets jersey and the Yankees hat, holding a beer, and caught a foul ball and just snatched it out of the air.
Oh, those videos always crack me up. It's the skill and dexterity to do something like that.
But the fact that he had on a Mets jersey and a Yankees hat.
What? It's just house divided.
And they were playing in city. So.
I had seen a video from the Yankees and Mets where it was clearly a couple, and she was the Mets fan, he was the Yankees fan, and she was in his face just being like, ha-ha. Like,
love to see it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, look, we see that stuff here all the time, whether, you know, State and Carolina people who are together or Duke and Carolina people who are together. But yeah, Aaron Judge of the Yankees, after they got beat by the Mets two nights in a row, saying it's all good. They just gotta stay strong and stay the course.
You know, probably the biggest takeaway is we got to just stay strong. You know, 15 games doesn't determine the season. And, you know, we still got a great ball club here. We can go the next 15 games and, you know, win 12 out of 15. And then people are asking what's going so right, you know. So it's just stay the course, you know.
Yeah, the Yankees have had such a huge, I mean, they've been unstoppable early on. And the two things have gone on here in the last couple of weeks. First, it was they lost the series to the Astros.
They did.
What, last week? And Aaron Boone, the manager's overall, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, Wayne, it doesn't matter now. We'll see what happens in October, essentially what he was saying. And the same thing here from Aaron Judge after losing to the Mets last night. I'm like, yeah, okay, we got beat by the Mets. It's not that big of a deal. It's a Subway Series. Let's just stay the course. We know who we are. Problem, Wayne, is that you can peak at the wrong time, man.
You can, and if we remember the last time that those two teams met in October, it wasn't great for the Yankees. So I'm hoping, you know, the big thing is that the Yankees have played so well through the first half of the season and had such a lead and home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think the Houston Astros are two games back for home field advantage. Saw a stat this morning that in the AL East for the last 40 games, Baltimore is 25-15. The Yankees are 24-16. So, yeah, I hope they didn't peak too soon.
Yeah, it's funny. You mentioned the Orioles, and Adam, you are the Orioles fan, and I see it on my timeline plenty from other Orioles fans. What is it like to like baseball again?
Yeah, so that's the thing. I was looking at historical records the other night of Orioles. I was like, oh, so it's been 6 years since I paid attention.
Like you actually gave
a
damn?
Besides opening day and a couple here and there where you just have it on in the background, like, it sucks. It sucks to be an Orioles fan.
Yeah.
But it's fun when they're fun to watch. And they're fun to watch this season.
What's funny about the Orioles, and I guess, now you're originally from the Maryland area.
I'm from about an hour outside of Baltimore. I went to college in Baltimore.
Okay.
Yes.
So, for me, what always cracks me up, having moved here, as it relates to the Orioles, is you suddenly realize that Orioles are a thing one of two ways. Either when they look like they might, at the beginning of the season when everybody's optimistic, and then the hints in which they might be going on a run or something like that. And all of a sudden, like my timeline or I see on Facebook or something like that, people are like, yeah, it's fun to root for the Orioles. And I'm thinking to myself, you were an Orioles fan the entire time? Why am I just finding out about this?
Because you don't hear from us otherwise.
Exactly.
Opening day is our Super Bowl.
Pretty much it, right? Well, I mean, it's not too different from the Mets. Like, for the longest time, the Mets is very much like grand opening, grand closing after the first week in April.
Right.
I mean, you know, the first week of the season. So, but I get the same sense of Orioles fans. Everybody's hype. There's some optimism. Maybe you signed a guy, and then I don't hear from you until next opening day.
The one thing that, and a lot of my, rightly so, a lot of my friends who are Orioles fans, we all grew up together, I was bellyaching at the beginning of the season because just our ridiculously low payroll, like of everybody in the league.
Yeah.
Ridiculously low payroll. And my point of view is like, well, how are you going to be good if you're not paying your players? But what they've done, they've really built up that farm system. They've relied on prospects, not the days of old when you'd trade halfway through the season for a Glenn Davis who never pans out.
Oh, right.
Albert Bell. Shall we go down that list? You know, I think Chris Sabo was the only veteran we ever got in a trade that was worth anything.
Chris Sabo. Now,
we had Chris Sabo for a couple years.
I'm sitting here like channeling
Rex
my
Specs.
I'm channeling my Obi-Wan Kenobi here. Now, that's a name I haven't heard in quite some time.
But like that has been the Orioles forever. We would rely on Cal Ripken for putting butts in seats. And sometimes we would make the playoffs. Haven't won a World Series since 83.
That's been a minute.
I'm not saying it's our time, but we're only three games out of the wild card right now. That's better than we've been in 6 years.
Yeah, I don't know if it's your time yet, but it seems like it's Yankees. The Yankees made a move today. We're a week out from the trade deadline, and they went ahead and added some hitting with Andrew Benintendi from the Kansas City Royals. The low-key kicker to that story is that Benintendi was a guy who hadn't gotten his vaccine yet.
Right.
He hadn't had the shot yet, but in order to get moved, or like one of the things he wanted to do before he got moved is he did get a shot, and I'm sure like, there's got to be somebody in the Royals front office going, Oh, I see. Well, I'm with the Yankees now. I don't want to screw this up. What are you talking about?
A shot and you'll stay shaved.
Well, right. Funny how that works.
You'll cut your hair.
But they just played in Toronto, and he couldn't go. I think it was 11 Royals on their 40-man roster.
Yeah,
they did not make the trip.
But it's a little bit different when you're playing for the Yankees, and you're in the middle of a playoff hunt, and you actually can go win something. Suddenly, the calculus changes. Like, oh, yeah, no, I want to be a part of that. Let's go, as opposed to the Royals.